And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian drones struck wealthy districts of Moscow on Tuesday, Russia said, in what one politician called the most dangerous attack on the capital since World War II, while Kyiv was also hit from the air for the third time in 24 hours. Aerial strikes on targets far from the front have intensified amid a stalemate on the ground, with Russian forces entrenched along an extended line in Ukraine's east and south. If Ukraine was responsible for Tuesday's drone attack on Moscow, it should not expect a public endorsement from the U.S. government. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Russia is claiming it shot down 8 Ukrainian drones that were part of what it calls a terrorist attack on Moscow early Tuesday. Asked whether the United States welcomes such operations, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre replied,
"We do not support attacks inside of Russia, period. We've been very clear about that. That's been a general matter that you have heard from us over and over again this past several months."
The press secretary added the U.S. government is still gathering facts about the attack and does not have carried it out. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Sudan's army chief, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, appeared in a video released on Tuesday greeting soldiers and delivering a speech. He tells them the army had agreed to a ceasefire extension to ease citizens' access to services. Quote, "We still have not used maximum force," he tells the cheering soldiers, "but we'll be forced to do so if the enemy does not obey or listen to the voice of reason." Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Doctors Without Borders said Tuesday the 6-month-long cholera outbreak at a Kenyan refugee camp is at its worst yet amid an influx of refugees from Somalia. Victoria Amunga reports from Nairobi.
Médecins Sans Frontières, popularly known as Doctors Without Borders, told a news conference Tuesday that a cholera outbreak in Kenya's Dadaab refugee camp is approaching an epidemic. Doctors Without Borders country director Hassan Mayaki.
"Almost half the camp population have no access to functional latrine, leading to open defection in and around the camp."
Kenya's Ministry of Health carried out cholera vaccinations at the camp, but the doctors say curbing the outbreak remains elusive without sanitation and hygiene intervention. Victoria Amunga for VOA News, Nairobi.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights said on Tuesday Uganda's anti-LGBTQ bill violates the Constitution and urged the country's judiciary to review it. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
The proposal signed into law by President Yoweri Museveni is considered one of the harshest in the world and carries the death penalty for what the law calls aggravated homosexuality. A UN spokesperson later said there was a whole range of violations, including the rights to life, equality, and non-discrimination. Uganda's government rejects the criticism and says it's adhering to the Constitution. Activists in Uganda on Monday filed a complaint against the new law at the Constitutional Court.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. North Korea launched what it called a space satellite toward the south on Wednesday, South Korea's military said, prompting emergency alerts and brief evacuation warnings in parts of South Korea and Japan. North Korea had said it would launch its first military reconnaissance satellite between May 31st and June 11th to boost monitoring of U.S. activities. Air raid sirens wailed across the South Korean capital of Seoul around 6:30 a.m. local time as the city issued a warning asking citizens to prepare for a potential evacuation. Later alerts said the city warning had been sent by mistake. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on Tuesday called for increased economic, cultural, and social integration of South American countries as he opened a summit with a dozen leaders of the region in Brasilia. Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.